Tryon Farm is an old dairy farm. The 1890s farmhouse is surrounded by mature shade trees. Chickens are in the backyard, goats in the barnyard. But behind the big white dairy barn, a gravel road leads to a courtyard. This is the center of life at the new housing development that is part of Tryon Farm. The courtyard is bordered by multi-car garages, and clustered around those are 16 different contemporary interpretations of the Midwest farmhouse. This cluster is the first of what could be as many as 8 settlements, that is, groupings of homes tucked on different sites of the working farm. Ed Noonan is the architect and developer of Tryon Farm. It's been getting the attention and praise of architects and environmentalists for what some consider an important new approach in development.
What we wanted to do was to find a way to, for want of a better word, be house farmers. In other words, preserve the land and use it so that when you were in a house here, you still had a farm. When you were in a house here, you still had conservation. And traditionally, those things have been in opposition to each other. So that allows you to think much differently about it.
Noonan and his partners in the architecture firm Chicago Associates have been working to create a rural living experience by keeping much of the farm intact. They plan to keep 3/4 of the farm, a full 120 acres, as a natural area or part of the working farm.
It seemed like it was such a good place it shouldn't be wasted. And we knew what to do with it, so why not?
And that open land has been a major selling point for the development. Everyone who buys a house here knows the farmhouse, barn, and the long views of pasture and woodlands will always be around. That's because the undeveloped land is being placed in the hands of a nonprofit organization that will make sure it remains in its current state. So future owners won't be tempted to replace farmland with more houses. Meanwhile, the family that owned the Tryon Farm still farms it. Construction on the last house in this settlement is just finishing up. All 16 homes in the first settlement sold rather quickly. About 2/3 of them sold to people who live in Chicago during the week and come here to their farmhouse on the weekend. The rest of the homes are owned by people who live here full-time, including Meg Haller, who says she's pleased to call this home.
It's not your basic subdivision. I've met, you know, more people in the first day that I was here and truly think of them as friends than I had in 5 years living in your basic subdivision. And, you know, the fact that our common areas are a farmhouse and chickens and goats and things like that is certainly unique. I don't think you find that anywhere else.
Not everyone thinks this farm is ideal. Jeff Speck is the co-author of the book Suburban Nation, The Rise of Sprawl and the Decline of the American Dream. Speck commends Noonan for the work he's doing at Tryon, but he says it still does little to stop sprawl. After all, it's still a development miles from stores and does little to reduce the reliance on cars, typical of the suburbs.
It sounds like a good deal for the residents because they're getting great views, you know, a lot of space is preserved, and they'll have a better society, you know, a better communal society than they would have if it was one house per lot. But I wonder how the people surrounding it feel. They'd probably do consider it sprawl.
Ed Noonan says using the Tryon Farm for housing is better than the previous plans for this area. It was zoned for industrial use. As he drives on dirt paths on the property, he notes he's putting the settlements on the land that's not good for farming, making sure each settlement is out of sight of the others. And he's restoring some of the cropland to prairie grasses and flowers.
I want to do no harm to this, and yet I want humans here. And so how I place the human beings is my job so that I do the least amount of harm to the landscape and fit the people into the land rather than fitting the land to the people, which is what a normal subdivision generally does. It doesn't take into consideration the characteristics of the place it's in except in the most shallow possible way.
There are very few such developments across the nation. Most developers are not willing to take the economic risk of an untried and novel approach to a housing development. Experts say the housing trend is still toward bigger houses on large private lots. It's considered a sign of the homeowner's success. At least some of the residents at Tryon, however, say their statement about success is living a more relaxed lifestyle on the farm. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Gray.